The dictation for Brandon Candler, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-C-A-N-D-L-E-R, date of birth is 6-2-1988, date of accident 2-1-2022, and date of service is 10-27-2022. Mr. Brandon Candler is here as a alleged victim of an automobile accident. He was traveling as a front seat passenger unrestrained on 2-1-2022. Their car hit a car on the right lane on the service drive of Southfield Freeway near 8 Mile, leading to a complete total of their car. And he hit his head into the dashboard, and he fell under the dashboard, causing hematoma of the forehead, headaches, along with loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event. He also suffered from pain in the neck, both shoulders, lower back, with some radiation to both buttocks. Currently, he reports that his pain is present in the right shoulder to the tune of 7, and he can lift up to 150 degrees of abduction without pain. His pain in the right hip is around 5, and lower back pain, mid-back pain, neck pain is around 8. Denies any radiation of pain to the buttocks or to the upper extremities anymore. The ADLs are improved to 9. No, ADLs are affected to the tune of 9, especially mood and sleep is affected 8. The enjoyment of life and work is affected 7. Relationship with other people is affected 6. He does report 80% improvement in pain level without any use of any injection or surgery. He's doing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. The physical examination, blood pressure is 131/78, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 10-7-2022. Dictation number is 1023-013. The diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. Mr. Brandon Candler already had his right ankle boot that was removed, and now he can walk pretty good on his right foot and right ankle. And in addition, the MRI that patient had showed involvement of the disc from C6-7, which is herniated, and resulting in left subarticular zone narrowing, superimposed facet and intervertebral joint hypertrophy. Facet hypertrophy is found in C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. And no other findings. In the cervical spine. In the lumbar spine, there is a ligament of flavum thickening L2-3, L3-4, and a herniated disc at L4-5 and L5-S1. And the patient has been advised about LESI, CESI time 4 in each area to bring relief, and also injections to the shoulder joint. The patient has not come forward, has not provided a consent, and once he is willing to do them, we will be more than happy to do. I provided him the medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Scalexin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol, ER, 100 milligram daily for pain relief, lidocaine ointment, and Ambien, 5 milligram. So far, so good, and the patient is stable. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Once he is okay with the injections, we'll be more than happy to do them. And thank you.